This new service that Harford Healthcare is going to launch this spring caught our attention, HHC 24/7, and that was the impetus behind reaching out to CEO of Harford Healthcare, Jeffrey Flax, to join us. A whole bunch of different things to talk about. I'm sure we'll not get to everything, but it's always good to, you know, the power of brokers when it comes to healthcare. It's really important stuff for people to hear from them. So we're glad that Mr. Flax joining us here on Brian and Company. Gotcha. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm terrific.
Oh, that's great. First, you know, there's a whole bunch of things I'd like to touch on, but, you know, for me, you know, easy access to care, especially like when things don't necessitate an office visit, perhaps, I think it's always good to be able to cut corners when it makes sense. Can you just explain to people what HHC 24/7 is or will be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Brian, this is amongst the things that I am most excited about, most proud of. I think this is a true game changer. What this does, first of all, is it brings healthcare to people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So whether it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday morning, or any day or time in between, people can get healthcare, and it can be it'll be with our providers, our physicians, our advanced practitioners. It's on our electronic health record. And it's there for people. Someone wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and they feel they have a suspicion of an appendicitis. They can call and get on this virtual care and get immediate diagnosis. For someone who has diabetes and has to routinely go to their practice, they can get their follow-up care now routinely through scheduled virtual care at any hour of the day. It can do prescription management, weight loss management, annual physicals, overview of lab results, endless types of things. I mean, over 200 different types of conditions. So for me, this is unleashing, unlocking, you know, the opportunity to see providers when people want to, and it connects them to the health system. So it's really, this is a true game changer.
A couple of quick questions. One is, so you have some sort of on-call model for your physicians? Is that how it's going to work?
We built an entire team. We're going to have 25 plus providers who work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing these services. So what's really interesting, Brian, what's cool about this is it's available for someone who has an urgent need. So they wake up or at some point in the day they have a suspicion. They can go on and they can go immediately to a provider. But at the same time, for someone who just doesn't have the capacity to get to their office or needs to schedule care around their work, they can have the same provider, and they could do it through scheduled care because this is a team who exclusively provides. These providers exclusively will work for HHC 24/7. So this is their full-time practice, effectively providing this virtual service. But what I also want to note, Brian, what's really important, these providers are connected to Harford Healthcare. So they are integrated with our specialists. They're integrated with our 48 urgent care centers. They're integrated with our laboratory services. So they, when care needs to or it's necessitated to move to a physical location, they will facilitate that. Or, in fact, if a person has to transition to the emergency department, they will transition that care. So it's really connected healthcare.
So what's the pay model? How does it work?
It's a regular visit.
Okay.
But what I really think is so important about this is how we drive affordability in healthcare, because this is not an urgent care visit. This is in fact billed as a regular physician office primary care visit. So it's very well done. It also uses parts of artificial intelligence. So when the patient initially connects through HHC 24/7, this is a very well developed app. That the patient first kind of loads their information, which immediately creates a triaging effect where the electronic health record is pulled up, the information is populated. When that patient gets to the provider, there's already a diagnosis effectively being developed at some level, and it really increases the quality of the time between the provider and the patient, and it makes it more impactful. And in the satisfaction levels, you know, as we've trialed this, are extremely high. You know, Brian, it goes live in March, but goes full-time live 24 hours, 7 days a week in April. So, you know, we want people to go to sign up for this app so they can get it early, which I think is incredibly exciting, so they can get on, you know, effectively start to register. They can go to HHC247.com, and they can get to this and start to learn about it. But as I said, what I love about it, It brings world-class healthcare to people wherever they are, and it really fits healthcare into their life, right? This is about making things better for people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would like benefit some of my 80-something parents, or it's sort of like the next evolutionary step from telehealth because of the 24/7 aspect of it. So I think that it has a lot of things that are appealing to a lot of people. I think obviously we're always thinking about making healthcare more affordable too and easier, but on the convenience side of it, it's kind of like, why didn't we do this sooner type thing. We're talking with Jeff Flax, CEO of Hartford Healthcare. I got a bunch of other questions for you if you don't mind. I want to know, if there are big cuts to Medicaid, how does that impact you, Hartford Healthcare?
It's a very real issue, something we have to look at very carefully. You know, one out of every five people we care for at Hartford Healthcare are insured by Medicaid. So certainly, federal cuts, the potential of state cuts to Medicaid could have a significant impact on all healthcare organizations across the state of Connecticut. I mean, Medicaid is vital services. And look, to me, it's about access, Brian. We want to ensure that we actually create more access for people with Medicaid. We want to create more people, more providers participating in Medicaid services. Over time, we want to expand the quality and reach of those Medicaid services. So, cuts to the program are certainly worrisome.
Does that mean you'd have to cut some services? Or, like, what would the actual, real-time impact? You just wouldn't be able to see as many of those patients. Like, I don't really know what the impact would be.
Those are the risks.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the risks. I mean, I think the real risks are, depending on what's being discussed in Washington today, starting to restrict Medicaid services to people, changing eligibility requirements, putting other conditions upon granting Medicaid access and services. We're watching it very carefully. We are working closely with the state leadership, to try to understand this. And we are very concerned about it. And those would be the types of concerns that and risks that we have to pay kind of close attention to.
We're talking with Jeffrey Flax, CEO of Hartford Healthcare. Really, again, grateful for the time. The new 24/7 healthcare option goes live in March. It'll be fully accessible in April. HHC247.com. If you want more information, get the app. Hospitals, it seems like they're really, really struggling, and you've been able to really, in Connecticut, get scale. Is scale the only way to survive in your business?
Well, look, it's important, but to me, we have to reimagine healthcare, and we have to innovate, and we have to continue to build new solutions. We can't solve the challenges of healthcare by continuing to do things the same way. That's why I'm so excited about HHC 24/7. Look, Brian, it takes today weeks and months across Connecticut and across the country to get a physical, in some ways to get access to different providers. We're now going to be able to do it within minutes, and we can do it any time of the day. But we had to develop this new type of app. We had to leverage advanced, technologies like artificial intelligence. We had to reimagine how we build and support our workforce. We partnered with a company that built this and pioneered it out in Los Angeles, out in the West Coast, to help do this, a company called K-Health. So this is the types of things that have to happen. So scale helps, because when you have more scale, the level of scale we have, we partner with Amazon, and we operate one medical centers, now three of them in Connecticut. We partnered with GoHealth to pioneer urgent care in Connecticut. We're doing all types of things today around reimagining, rebuilding, redeveloping healthcare. And certainly the resources and the capabilities we have allow us to be that level of, ingenuity and that level of innovation, that we bring here to Connecticut. And Connecticut deserves world-class healthcare.
Well, you can't hit a downhill five iron with a cart bounce without seeing a Hartford Healthcare logo these days. So it's definitely a brand that's pretty ubiquitous right now in Connecticut. Mr. Flax, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brian. Very grateful.